Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We've been talking gadgets and thermopens and all kinds of stuff. And one of the areas of your grill that is probably second most important to the burner is the grate. And if you don't take good care of the grates, which is the piece that actually comes in contact with the food that you put on the grill, you're going to get stuff sticking. You're going to get stuff burning. And if you let them go long enough, you're going to get rust and the flake off the grill. And none of that is any good. And in true Grilling Guys fashion, we went out and we're looking around and trying to find a solution to that problem. And Barbecue Bob, what'd you find, baby?
Well, there's a product that a friend of mine's been selling for years. I've actually used them a long time ago, but I've never had the need for them. Simply because the grills I have always had pretty even heating surfaces, but there's a company called Grill Grates, and on the grill line right now is the founder from Georgia, Brad Barrett. Welcome to the Grilling Guys, Brad.
Hey, Bob, how you doing? But I can't understand why you don't need grill grates. I got to jump right in there.
And well, I probably have one grill that could use them, but I can't say the brand.
Because we think from any girl's perspective, we can add something. But anyway, let's talk. What's up?
You probably can. And Jop's here with me. And Brad is, You. How long have you been in business? 8 years?
Yep. Actually, this is our ninth year.
Nine.
We'll turn 10 on November 7th. See, I know the date. But anyway, yeah, it's been a while.
And you're from a town in Georgia. Where's that?
Cartersville, Georgia is where we ship from. Our manufacturing location is in Beloit, Wisconsin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we manufacture in the USA, which is a very important thing these days.
Hugely important,
And it's nice because our product, I mean, all over, we should be a rally cry for the state of Wisconsin. We anodize them in Green Bay. We get boxes up in Wisconsin. It's a big supply area. We go up there all the time.
So, Brad, if for our listeners that don't know, your name is perfect because it's self-explanatory, but break down what a grill grate is and why they work.
I mean, Grill Grate is a product, and it's also the name of our business, and it's quite frankly a superior grilling service. In the past, I mean, the grilling service's job was primarily one thing. Well, two: hold the food and don't rust. And the don't rust part's hard, as I heard, you know, you intro'd, but holding the food isn't enough, because if you have flame out of control, boom, there goes that cook. The drippings are let slip away. They go and they turn into fire starter, and it is flavor, but it's quite a ways down when those drippings hit the coals. So Grill Grates is a raised rail design that's designed to do a better job of cooking. It is actually, you know, it's additive to the cook across any grill type. The drippings are kept really close to the food, just under it. They drip down and explode back into flavor. So it's like a flavor amplifier, evens out the heat, and it stops a lot of the flare-ups that are pretty common in a lot of grills.
And that's cool. And the cool thing that I was keen to your product on the first time I saw it at Danny's shop in Willamette, Illinois, at Backyard Barbecue,
sure.
Is those troughs. You've got the elevated grates, but then below each one is like a trough, Jop, and there's a little slot in it. And so the fluids and greases drip in kind of calculated areas. You don't get a steady stream all the time, like a real fatty spot in a steak will give you a fire right there because there's so much concentrated. This disperses the fluids, and it spreads it out, creating more smoke because a lot of the fluids are actually turned into smoke, so they never even have to drip in. But what it also does is if you've got hot spots on your grill, this thing evens out the temperature. So you no longer have hot spots. You no longer have grill flare-ups and fires. And let's say your grate is shot on your grill. Don't go to your manufacturer, especially if you've got one of those Chi-Com pieces of junk grills from the big box store. You can buy some American-made grill grates, throw it on that crappy grill, and voila, you have a beautiful grill all of a sudden, thanks to Bradley.
Brad, you know what? I need you to send me a 24-pack of these things, because here's what happens. Here's what happens, man, is, hey, Jop, you're a grilling guy. Come on over and cook for us this weekend. You show up at this unnamed person's house. He's got this piece of junk grill, and he throws out these steaks that are marginal, and he's like, hey, work your magic, grilling guy. And you're like, oh, man, I got one hand tied behind my back already. And then when you put him on, he doesn't tell you he's got a hot spot. You find it. Right, and you hope you get to serve that steak.
Oh, you want to open up a retail outlet in your car, is
right?
What you're
saying. And I'm just going to carry him with me, and then the next guy that comes over, I'm just going to set. You know what? I'll be over to grill, but I'm just going to use these if you don't mind. I'm just going to. Oh, you brought your own grates? Yes, yes, I did.
So these things
believe
are so effective.
We have a lot of people traveling with us. Believe it or not.
I mean, I'm sorry about the rant, but it happens more often than I care to admit, and this would help solve a problem because it's usually hot spots and worn out grates.
But Jop, here's how effective these are. I've seen these right from new manufacturers. You've got pellet grill manufacturers that are putting these on as their brand new grills.
Correct. We're now selling several grill companies. We actually have 7 OEM grill companies that are buying the product because it's a better grade. And in the pellet world, it actually amplifies the heat quite a bit. We can add 100 degrees at the grill surface, and that takes them into the magic zone, or better searing, better marks. I mean, let's face it, a steak off a pellet grill is not a pretty thing.
No,
grades.
That's right.
No offense to my pellet buddies.
And I'm so glad you called, because this is a great conversation.
Oh, my God. How long?
I had to.
How many times you heard that?
It's too easy.
Brad? Hey, I do have a question for you, though. What are they made out of? Why do they work so well?
Okay. Well, first of all, you're right. The metal makes a difference. They're made out of hard anodized aluminum, and aluminum is much more conductive. It acts as a heat exchanger. Cast iron, the heat sinks, so it absorbs the heat, but it doesn't transfer it well. Stainless does nothing well except doesn't rust. Stainless is non-conductive, it's terrible. But I want to go back to one point, though, because when you talk about drippings, there's the secret of it all. And that's really, if I had to say, if there's one thing that makes grill grates different than any other grill and why they grill so much better, it's drippings. We've even coined a word for it. We call it dripology. And when you watch a drip come out of a piece of food or a piece of, that oil, and that's a lot of flavor right there, and it hits an inch below and explodes back up into moisture. It isn't just smoke. It's moisture. And it coats that food with all that added moisture. So that's, and the flavor is there. Flavors from drippings, and only from drippings. Has nothing to do with the fuel source whatsoever.
So I bet if you were gonna grill breakfast sausage that's really greasy, grill grates would make you the star, because there's something. Bacon and breakfast sausage are really tough to do on the grill. I bet the grill grates are perfect for that.
Bacon, I mean, they should put a fire warning on the label: do not grill.
Right.
When you're buying it from the store. But yes, in fact, with bacon, that's something that you can do with grill grates. I mean, we'll put 6-8 strips of bacon right on the grill grates. You'll get a little flare through, but then it all goes back. It's extinguished. So it's grilling bacon is something I probably do on a weekly basis.
Okay, so people can find your product at grillgrate.com, and you're going to find all kinds of products on there, and you've even got a couple new products.
We're derivative. What you're seeing now is we're moving more into the indoor piece. We've got a product for your oven. We've got a new product coming out for skillets. We've got a product for griddles. We're selling into restaurants now where grill grates without the holes going on top of flat tops and griddles can convert a flat top and a griddle into a grill. And that's
awesome.
That's going really well. So the indoor segment, the professional segment are both growing segments for us.
Brad Barrett, you're an American success story. We're so happy you're on the Grilling Guys, and we're going to talk to you again. You got to go to grillgrate.com, check out these things. They are Grilling Guys approved right out of the chute.
And we will be taking care of your grills, my friend Bob, because we have to change that on your. We got to give you.
Yeah,
you gotta,
right.
Hey, you got us early.
Yeah.
Early now you got to see where we are now.
Brad, you're the first and only dripologist I've ever met, but we appreciate your time and giving us a little insight on the Grilling Guys. And get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, and we'll look forward to talking to you again here in a few weeks. So.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for the invite, guys.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Great guy, man. A lot of fun.
Oh, you had to, didn't you?
I did. But he is the grill great man, a dripologist, and it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man. Now you're a man! A man. You are now a man. You're a man!
Yeah, and if you're a real man, you got to get yourself a pasty at Vicky's Bridge Street Pasties in Saranac, Michigan. Check them out. This one goes out to my brother. It's a violation of man law number 20, and that is using the letter K to return a response to somebody in a text.
Is that a substitute for yes or okay? Or
yeah, it's a substitute for okay.
Yeah.
You can't hit O and K. Yeah, a K, substitute. Man law, violation number 20, using K in a text to another man. Can't do it.
You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every weekend. We got one more little round of tips for you, and that's keeping your Q warm when it's done early. Stick with us. We'll be back.